Now, there stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother.
My son! Oh my God, my son! On a cross surrounded by criminals! He doesn't deserve this, dear God, to die like this. Why? Last week they loved him, walked behind him. They sang his praises, waving palms, calling him king. But today, I want to take him in my arms and rock him and sing him to sleep. I want to feel his warm skin. I want to hear the beating of his little heart, the freshness of his baby breath. Such a beautiful, beautiful child. Look at what they have done to my beautiful boy, my son. Oh, my son, my son. Yes, I know that he's your son too. What's criminal about healing? Teaching that we should love each other. All he ever did was good. He fed them, played with their children, and encouraged them to do good. Oh, God. People just don't like goodness. Not long term anyway. I remember how they tried to push him over the edge because he healed Anna's hand. Anna. Oh, Anna, she was so ashamed of that hand. She hid it all the time. I felt sorry for her. I felt sorry that I told him about her and asked him if he could do something about it. Well, he didn't acknowledge my request. Strange. He never did at times. He wasn't rude or disrespectful or no. Nothing like that. It was like he knew what he was destined to do and didn't need reminded by me. We were in the temple that day. He looked at me and then he looked at Anna and asked us to stretch out her hand and... Well, what is he doing? I thought. If you had seen Anna's hand, you wouldn't want to see it again. Oh no, it was shriveled, discoloured, and her fingers were turning gangrene. Not a pretty sight, or smell for that matter. Well, Anna was a proud woman. And when she did leave the house, she would wrap her arm with bundles of lavender under the mass of material. Tears ran down her face as she looked at me. I looked away, hoping that he would notice that this was not the right time or place for a healing. But oh no, he insisted. And I'm not sure why, maybe out of sheer embarrassment or desperation, she did it. She stretched out her hands. I just couldn't believe it. And in an instant... her hand was normal. I mean, really normal. She moved her fingers, her skin was clear, the decay was gone. Well, the officials hated him after that. I heard rumours that they wanted to kill him and warned him that maybe he should lie low for a while. But he gave me that look. That look that said, "You don't understand." The look he gave me. That look that melts my heart every time. I can't stand this anymore. Take me away, someone, just take me away from you. Take me away.
And it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour, and the sun was darkened. And Jesus had cried with a loud voice, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." And having said thus, he gave up the ghost.
Flowed from says I mustn't ask questions. But I want to know, why did he have to die? And why did all those people seem to hate him so much? Last week, he sat down and told me and my friends a story about a good Samaritan who helped an injured man. The lesson we learned from the story was to be kind to everyone, no matter who they are. Who's being kind to Jesus now?
Then took they the body of Jesus and wound it in linen clothes with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulchre. There they laid Jesus.
There was a hush in Jerusalem today. A hush of sorrow, of expectancy. He's gone! We got rid of him. But somehow he's still here. I watched him suffer. From a distance, of course. Watched him give up the ghost. Watched him die. And then to check that he was dead, I made sure that some Roman, a Gentile, pierced his side. And yes, he was dead. 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 But just to be sure that he wouldn't come back, like he'd threatened, I've stationed guards at his tomb. 4 of them. A little overkill, I know. But I just can't have his followers stealing him and then saying that he rose. I've finally done something great. Complaint after complaint about him from the leaders. I simply had to do something. You do understand. All the healing of people, and him, not a doctor, the teaching, and without a license, and feeding people. Health and safety issues. He was always talking about love. What about ritual? What about order? What about tradition? And then there were the lepers. He touched lepers? Unclean! Unclean! What about laws? He talked about the new commandments. But then he didn't seem interested in our laws. The laws handed down from our father Moses. And he spoke to women. Sick women. Gentile women. Bad women. And I mean really bad women. He even stopped us one day from stoning one of them. And the law of Moses says, oh, never mind. What bothered me most was that this man wanted us to believe that he was God's son. What kind of God talks to prostitutes, heals the sick, feeds the hungry? Not my kind. I will go down in history as the man that stopped that imposter from infecting the people. My people. It was hard conducting worship today. The veil that separates them from us had been torn at the time that he died, and they were able to see into what used to be our sacred space. We are meant to be God to the people. We are there to protect them from themselves. There's a hush in Jerusalem today. All is quiet in the temple. He's gone. Thank God he's gone. I might get some peace now.
Trusting, but sometimes it's hard to believe when the evidence is stacked against you. Have a little faith, you say. He's God's son after all, you say. Well, I know all that, but to me he was just my little Jay. I know that he was sent for a purpose, but I didn't think about it often, what with the cooking and the cleaning and everything else. Oh, he used to talk to his friends about life's purpose and the way people should live. He'd go on about loving God and loving people and encouraging them to live with integrity. To be truthful with you, I was always a little embarrassed when he called God his father. I thought it was meant to be a secret, but that boy shouted it from the mountaintops as often as he could. The kingdom of God was always on his mind. He told his disciples that he would die so that everyone who practices the principles he taught could be part of the kingdom of God. Anyone who believes and accepts, my little Jay's alive! He's alive! He's alive! He's alive!
The death of Jesus Christ and the sacrifice that he gave isn't often taken very seriously, even by those who claim to be Christians. You see, some see it as an act of barbarism, just like we see in our world today. Others see it as a tragic event, or maybe just a story. But what if it is more than a story? What if it's real? What if believing it meant that your life would be changed for the better? What if a cross, a symbol of shame, a man dying on a hill as a criminal, could make a difference to your life? What if? What if?